Good morning, church.
Good morning, brother.
How are we doing this morning? Do we have a song in our heart?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's stand and open up the service in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to come before you today to worship you, Father God, in spirit and in truth. Father God, we want to touch from your hand today, Father. Let us feel your presence, Father God. We welcome your presence. Holy Spirit, come to us and be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father,
whispers closer to him and be spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build a church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to him and be spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. By the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed. By the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away and I've been redeemed.
And the devil's mad,
I'm so glad. And the devil's mad, and I'm so glad. There's more besides. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away and I've been redeemed. My Lord and I, we get so close. My Lord and I, we get so close. My Lord and I, we get so close. He fills me with the Holy Ghost. All my sins are washed away and I've been redeemed. If you want to see the devil run, if you want to see the devil run, if you want to see the devil run, shoot him with the gospel gun. All my sins are washed away and I've been redeemed. My Lord, he did. Just what he said.
My Lord, he did.
Just what he said. My Lord, he did. Just what he said. Can he raise the dead? All my sins are washed away and I've been redeemed. You can talk about me.
You can talk about me.
Just as much as you please.
Just as much as you please.
You can talk about me. Just as much as you please.
Just as much as you please.
You can talk about me. Just as much as you please. I'll talk about you down on my knees. All my sins are washed away and I've been redeemed. And that ain't all. There's a whole lot more.
There's a whole lot more.
And that ain't all. There's a whole lot more.
There's a whole lot more.
And that ain't all. There's a whole lot more. Jesus Christ is the open door. All my sins are washed away and I've been redeemed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, maybe soon, coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Forest and flower exclaim, mountain and meadow the same. All earth and heaven proclaim, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, maybe soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day that will be. Jesus is coming again. Standing before him at last, trial and trouble all past. Christ
Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, maybe soon. Is coming again.
Amen.
Amen.
Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of love, let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life, words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Wonderful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Amen.
I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine. I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine. I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense His touch so divine. As He sits enthroned in His praises, how His love fills this new heart of mine.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There is sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How exciting it is, O Lord, to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We exalt You, Lord, above the heavens. And Thy glory is above all the earth. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heavens and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Have it your way, O Lord. Have it your way. Let this prayer come before thee as an incense, and the lifting up of our hands as the evening sacrifice. Praise your holy name. David said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. And he is at our right hand. He is a keeper and the shade on our right hand. He will not suffer our foot to be moved, and he that keepeth us will not slumber. Oh, the sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Oh, the Lord shall preserve us from all evil. He shall preserve our soul. Oh, he shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who forgiveth thee for all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy our mouth with good things, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Although the outward man perisheth, the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for renewing our youth. Thank you, Lord, for preserving us. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining us. Thank you, Lord, for seeing us through any tribulation, any adversity you've seen us through, with flying colors. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today. And we commit this day to you. And we pray, O Lord, that it will be your way. It will be a glorious day. It will be a day of victory. It will be a day of excitement, a day of celebration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, holy name. We praise your holy name. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Thank you for touching him. Thank you for giving him freedom to preach. Thank you that the word will come out with power. Thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let the day the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, you are source, Lord. You are everything. With you we live and move and have our being. There's none beside you. You give us every breath we take, every heartbeat, O Lord, it comes from you. Every good thing, every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness. Neither is there shadow of turning. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we about to receive this offering, O Lord, we recognize, we acknowledge that you are Jehovah Jireh, provider. You are the God that is supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory. You are our source. You are everything to us. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And today, O Lord, we want to give out of what you have given us. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for touching every heart today as we give, to give with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing this offering that we're about to receive, and blessing every giver. And we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, Holy Father, for all the things that you've done and the things that you have in store for this body of believers. And let the day your name be glorified in this body. Hallelujah. Your name be lifted up. Your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
Prayer request here today. Reggie Shin is back in Sacramento in a rehab center where he's getting treatment for some blood infection. He's much better for this. We are praising the Lord. Let us keep praying for him that God restore him back to his health and he can come back to the church again. We're going to pray for that. The news from this last week are not good. A global meeting of finance ministers were held in Europe, and the discussion was how to proceed in the financial meltdown of the global economy. They're looking for some kind of a solution. And we know what that solution is, which is not a good one. The truth about the war in Libya finally came out this week. We have known this, but it's verified. The rebellion in Libya was led and fomented by special forces from the United States, England, and France. They helped out by putting in soldiers for the, and France sent in French Foreign Legion. They all dressed up in civilian clothing, ran around in pickup trucks. But the worst of it all is that the core group of Libyan fighters that we have given them the weapons, the training, are Al-Qaeda brigades. We have done now what we did in 1980 when we put bin Laden into Afghanistan and paid and trained his forces. The United States, England, and France have again raised up Al-Qaeda. We built them up, and they are going to take over Libya. They are in control of Tripoli. The banks were pushing oil to the $90 mark this week, but in the end of the week it fell to 86.45 per barrel, which is up $1.08 since last week. If ever prayer and fasting is needed, now is the time. So let's have a prayer time. Come on up, those of you that like to pray with me.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and we ask your blessing upon this church, Lord, and that we thank you for meeting the financial responsibilities here, and also that the church would fill up, Lord. We need some membership here. So we thank you for that. Also want to lift up my son Wesley to you, and that you would give him divine revelation in what he needs to do and in his life. And we lift up his health to you, and we thank you for leading him and guiding him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Thank you for a great sermon today, Lord God. Thank you for showing us and revealing to us the days of Noah and how things are going to be in the future. Father God, I repent of my sins. And I ask you, God, to be able to use me in this day, in this time, Lord God, that I don't get left behind. Father, use me and help me to be the kind of man that I need to be, Lord God. Strengthen me in every way. Strengthen my family around me. Strengthen my wife. Strengthen us all in this church. Strengthen us in a way, Lord God, that will be pleasing to you. And Father, we pray in a mighty, in your mighty name, Lord God, that you use us all. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we should be proud to be a Christian, proud to serve you, proud to be in your army. And Lord God, we thank you for our pastor that we have that speaks the truth. Amen. Lord God, and is not afraid to stand up here in this pulpit and speak the truth about how things really are. So Lord God, I just come to you and thank you, praising you and worshiping you, Father God, and knowing that we have great times ahead of us, great days to be able to just to sing and worship you and praise you in the kingdom of heaven. And Lord God, stay focused on your word. And as far as the economy with the gas prices and oil prices, I'm pretty disgusted with the way the situation is, and I know you are too, Lord God. But as people repent in this country, and as people repent, I believe you will change the circumstances surrounding the issues. And Lord God, so I pray for repentance in America. That's my main prayer today, that we all repent and that we all start seeking your face, Lord God, in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Help me to pray, Lord. I want to lift up to you, Regis Sin, right now. And I thank you for the work that you've done there, Lord. I thank you for raising him up. And I want to thank you for, oh Lord, that you're going to finish the work that you began. And now you are going to heal him completely and thoroughly. And we command any infection right now to die. To die and be ejected out of his body in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for moving mightily upon Reggie's sin. And clean, O Lord, and strengthen him from inside out, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And now let his faith rise. And trust in you with all his heart, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. That as he comes out of the hospital, he will be a new man. Not only stronger, but also stronger spiritually. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do in that man's life. Amen. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory. And, O Lord, the scriptures coming to me on 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And let this be a priority in this body of believers. In each and every one of us, let this be a priority. That we repent, that we pray without ceasing. We pray in the name of Jesus. And O Lord, and everything else is in your hands as we seek you first. O Lord, you can change the land. You can, O Lord, bring victory. O Lord, and what the devil is trying to, O Lord, to damage, God is going to turn it for good. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. But let it start from us, and let it be a revival also in each heart, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to see victory in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we want to thank you for showing the supernatural that is alive, is working today with Jan being here and everything that Pastor John said, how it happened. We just thank you and praise you for everything and teaching us how to live in the supernatural now. And Father God, I want to thank you for giving me a spirit of conviction and repentance on procrastination. I don't mean to do it, but it happens all the time, and I want to stop it, and I pray for the Holy Spirit to help me stop it and to do the things. No matter what my physical condition is, I can do all things in Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me, and I know that, and I speak that all the time, and I thank you and praise you, Lord. And Father, I just thank you and praise you that Reggie is going to come to a birthday party on October 15th. He's going to sit there and watch a soccer game, and I pray William Denny be there too. We thank you for healing both of them, bringing right closer to you, closer and closer. In Jesus' name, we give you all the honor and all the glory for everything you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, once again, I want to lift up our church to you, the Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. The name you gave it, Lord, help us to live up to it. Father, we know that the truth, help us to do it. Father, help each one of us to, the minute we wake up in the morning, not to think of what we have to do now or what's for breakfast, but let us immediately think of you, Lord, and commit our whole day to you, commit our life to you anew every morning, and reach out to those around us. Father God, whether they like to hear it or not, they should know the truth. Help us to be brave enough to tell them. And Father, speaking of bravery, as the end times come on us and as things get tougher, which they will, strengthen us to not be fearful and shake like others do around us, but rather to strengthen them and to show courage and faith in you, that if you're standing right there beside us, what are we afraid of? Help us to be bold, Lord God, and to take the responsibility that you have given us as Christians, as followers of Jesus, to emulate him and to do what he would do. And Father, let us be ever mindful of your Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, and directing every step we take. And everything will work out the right way. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening your people and moving with your Holy Spirit to anoint them for the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up Jacqueline to you, Father God, as is looking at deliverance. That's a great need in her life. We pray for that woman right now, Father God, that you will give her the strength, that you will give her the faith, and that, Lord, the demonic forces and the satanic rituals shall be destroyed. And that, Father God, this woman will be able to be set free. There'll be another person from the clutches of Satan that will be set free, Lord. And we thank you that you can do the impossible. We thank you, Father God, for all the prayers being spoken here today. We know that on the altar right now, the smoke is coming up before you. And in due time, they shall be answered. And for this, we thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for any testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony this morning. Yeah, Bob?
Morning, everyone. And out there, cyberland. First, I'd like to give a testimony that's kind of a fun testimony for today to start it off with. Joe, you still up there? Can you pull up that silver and gold still, or is it too far back?
He's in Montana.
Hmm?
Joe was in Montana.
Oh. Well, forget it then. And I know why Pastor John was a little fearsome over that. Normally he's fearless. Well, 14 years ago, in 1997, Dor and I were doing the music in those days, and we did a song, you heard it earlier, Silver and Gold Have I None, right? Well, the first time we did it, you know, we did the same verse a couple, three times, and that's about as far as you can go with it. But we noticed an interesting thing that Pastor John had his feet moving a little bit out there. So one time at practice on Friday night, we sat down and wrote the second verse to it. We wrote that one. I noticed it's still incorporated into the church today. And so the second time we did it and added that extra time, it gave enough time for Pastor John. And next thing we knew, I have the tape of this somewhere, too. We broke up. We were laughing. We had to stop singing. The next thing we know, Pastor John was up doing a Swedish victory dance, and it was really too bad we didn't have video in those days anyway. Well, that's just my fun part of the testimony today. A lot of people think Don is just a thundering preacher. They don't realize that underneath all of that Swedish stoicism, he's a funny guy, too, on top of it. Right? He's a real man. But now for my serious testimony. Outside of mentioning that, it's a strange thing how Pastor John develops his sermons, and he pretends like it's to everyone, but it's really talking right to me. That last part, you know? Right to me. That was to me. Like a custom sermon to me. For years, I've been working Pastor John's wife over and over with psychological warfare to sing There Is a River with Me, the harmony. I think we kind of did it once on the side. And I've wanted to do that for a long time. But so a few weeks ago, Ina gave us a CD to listen to, music. Gospel music, old-time gospel music. And for reasons that we didn't know, we didn't get to it until a few days ago. We said, well, we got to get that tape back. So I put that in the computer, and along came that song. And, okay, before the world, I'll admit, you know, not just a tough Irish warrior, I have a very sensitive side. And all at once, the tears came and could not stop during that song. And I prayed and asked what it was all about and so forth. And two words is all I heard, two or three times. Diane could tell you. I told her right away. You know what they were? Very germane to today's sermon. I was so sad because I have a couple sons that are in very bad condition. One may not live unless a miracle takes place at this point. And the words were, start today. I heard it two or three times. start today, which basically ties into today's sermon. And so I beseech everyone listening to start today to serve God and Jesus. Amen. I've served my country for 40 years thinking I was doing the right thing. And yes, a lot of people have come to Christ, but not nearly as many as if I had devoted myself to the real issue in life, which is winning souls. So with that, I'll sit down. God bless you.
Okay, Luba.
There is a verse in the Bible we all know. It says, ask and you shall receive. But there's another folk saying, be afraid what you're asking for because you may receive. So some time ago, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, we have a car and it broke down, and you all probably heard so many stories about our car and problems and so on. But it's our trial, and it's okay. And it was at the point, it could drive, but we probably end up on the road stuck and everything. So we took it to the shop, and they call us and say, well, the estimate repair is about at least $1,100. So I'm praying. I said, okay, it's there. Well, God, you know what? It would be okay if it's only $300, you know? And so the next few hours, they call back, and Michael said, well, we cannot afford the $1,100. And they go, look again, and they come out and say, okay, $700. And I said, oh, okay, $700, there's nothing can do. I guess we have to get going. We'll scrape up, use the credit cards and everything. So Michael goes in the next morning and pick up a car, and he said, well, $300. And I go, yeah, God heard my prayer. It's awesome. But I asked for $300. The repair was done for $300. So the repair only they could for $300. And so if I prayed, God, can this solve everything for $300? That one might have been the answer, but since I asked only $300, and God answered, yeah, $300, but not everything was fixed. So, yeah, I asked, and the answer was, and I got the answer. Praise God.
Okay, on my way this morning, I noticed a couple things that happened on the highway. I was heading southbound, and in the northbound lane, they were towing, someone was towing another vehicle on a trailer, and the top blew off. I think it was like a Corvette or something with a glass top blew off in the road in front of the guy, in front of him, but, you know, that's all I saw. And then when I came up here to turn on Fair Oaks, a truck had turned a corner with a motorcycle in the back, and the motorcycle flopped over in the truck. And I thought to myself, man, there's a lot of accidents going on here today. But then I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know, it's nice to have protection out there, because these accidents are happening everywhere. And if you're protected, you know, you'll get through them. But each time, you know, when you see that take place right in front of you, it surprises you. I mean, you're going down the highway, you don't expect to see the roof blow off of a car. Or you don't expect to see someone's motorcycle flip over on its side. So it kind of startles you. And anyway, that's what happened to me on the way this morning. So thank God for that protection, which we pray for here constantly. So any more testimonies this morning? So I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word. Thank you for our blessings. Lord, I thank you for this holiday weekend that you gave us an extra day off. And thank you for safety as we go our way out there, especially on this weekend, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.